From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The actor who will be remembered as Superman died yesterday at a hospital near his home in New York State. Christopher Reeve was 52 years old. In 1995, he suffered a devastating spinal cord injury, which transformed him from movie star to crusader for the disabled and an activist for stem cell research. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Before he was Superman, Christopher Reeve was a stage actor, playing his first role at age 10 in Princeton, New Jersey. He had his Actors' Equity Union card by the time he was 16. Later, he made his Broadway debut with Katharine Hepburn in A Matter of Gravity. Then, in 1977, Reeve was selected from 200 actors to play Superman. He told Fresh Air's Terry Gross that his father, a novelist and professor, wasn't quite ready for his son to become an action hero.
He said, "So what are you doing next?" And I said, "Well, I think I'm gonna be doing Superman." He said, "Great. Well, who's playing Anne?" And I said, "Anne." Oh, and I realized he thought I meant Shaw's man in Superman, and the female lead's name is Anne. I said, "No, actually, that is the other Superman, and the female lead is Lois Lane." And there was a dead silence at the table.
During and after that time, Reeve made an effort, as he put it, to escape the cape. He returned to the theater, appearing in The 5th of July on Broadway and in Tennessee Williams' Summer and Smoke in Los Angeles. He also made smaller, critically acclaimed films such as Death Trap, The Bostonians, and Remains of the Day. And then in 1995, he was thrown from his horse during a competition in Virginia. The man who seemed to leap tall buildings in a single bound was paralyzed from the neck down. Reeve described to Terry Gross the continual agony and aggravation of that part of his life.
"When I was suffering from ulcers and blood clots, then skin breakdowns and pneumonia, collapsed lungs, etc. Yes, then I had to really pay attention all the time. For example, every 30 minutes I had to make sure to shift my position in the chair. I used to have to go to bed at 6:30 in the evening in order to get the weight off of my, you know, rear end and lie flat. I had to be turned every 2 hours. That drove me nuts."
This past weekend, Reeve was being treated for one of the many infections that afflict paralyzed people when he suffered cardiac arrest, slipped into a coma, and died. But he had never given up hope that he would one day walk again. He continued to work as an actor and as a director. He kept up a rigorous routine of exercise and physical therapy, and he began a medical foundation to support spinal cord research. The foundation is now supporting a ballot measure in California that would provide $3 billion for embryonic stem cell research. In fact, Reeve's activism on the stem cell issue was cited by John Kerry during last Friday's presidential debate. In recent years, Reeve recovered some physical sensation and movement, which he discussed on NPR's Day to Day.
"I have to say that these gifts of some kind of return, when they come, they are very gratifying, but I have to say that my response is, what's next? You know, let's go forward. I'm always thinking that way."
Christopher Reeve is survived by his wife Dana, his three children, and his parents. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.